June 21, page 186. Gentleness and patience in the home. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. Isaiah 66:13. The home is a place where every heavenly grace may be developed. The Lord delights to dwell with those families who cultivate home religion and with whom the spirit of praise and cheerfulness reigns. His people need to understand the principles that underlie the religion of Christ and study how to make these principles the ruling element in the life. This will fill the home with sunshine. The fruit of faith will be seen in true service for Christ. As those who profess to follow the meek and lowly Jesus, Christian parents should never permit temper to gain the mastery over them. Never should they strike their children in haste or anger. When they have done wrong and you feel that they need correcting, take the matter to God in prayer. Kneeling before the Lord, tell your Father your grief because the Spirit of the Lord has been grieved. Seek for God's blessing and guidance in the training of your children. When through the aid of the Divine Spirit, parents succeed in turning their young hearts to Him, God and angels rejoice. Let parents remember that the example they set in the daily deportment, their children will follow. Let them remember that scolding will accomplish nothing in the formation of Christian character. It will never bring about reformations, nor lead the youth to desire to become Christ's chosen ones. By gentleness and patience, seek to win your children from wrong. Seek God for wisdom to train them so that they will love you and love God. When it is necessary to refuse them their desires, show them kindly that in doing this you are seeking their highest good. Love and cherish your children, but do not allow them to follow their own way, for this is the curse of the age in which we live. Show them where they make mistakes and teach them that if they do not correct these wrongs, they can never be given a place in the mansions that Jesus is preparing for those who love Him. In this way, you will retain their love and confidence. Children and youth need the influence of a cheerful example. They need pleasant instruction. By an example of patience and forbearance, the Christian parent is to teach that evil temper and harshness have no place in the life of the believer in Christ, that these qualities are displeasing to God. As your children see you bringing into your lives the principles of truth, they too will be led to fight against wrong habits and practices, and with you will reflect the goodness and love of God. Signs of the Times, November 14, 1911. Reflecting Christ, continued on tape number 7.